Blog Talk Radio.
I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me. I am who I am. I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit, moment by moment, fulfilling my own.
Filling our own destiny. Yes, we are. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, wherever you are in this great, big, vast world of ours. This is Cindy Freeman, your host of Purpose Talk Radio, and we are on the air live. So thank you very much for calling today is, or listening to the show. Today is Monday, September 15th, 2014. Our guest today will be Shantina Gladney, and we'll be talking to her a little bit about cultivating relationships, one kind, genuine act at a time. Yeah. So we'll catch up with her in just a few minutes. And as we start this show, there's a couple things I'd like to let you know. That Purpose Talk Radio does have a website at purposetalkradio.com. Of course, that is purposetalkradio.com. Mm-hmm. If you'd like to connect with me directly at any time, you can email me there, just at Cindy, C-I-N-D-Y, at PurposeTalkRadio.com. Now, there's a couple of ways during this show that you can connect with me and our guest. There's three of them, actually. One would be at the bottom of Purpose Talk Radio site, and there is a chat room open there. If you go all the way down to the bottom, you will be able to find that chat room, at least in a second here. I guess it looks like it's delayed a little bit on opening. The other would be to connect with us on the Facebook page at Purpose Talk Radio Conversations. And the third, of course, would be to call in live, and either through Skype or through the phone. If you are calling in live, the number is 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. If you are calling in by Skype or want to connect with us, the Skype is, there's a little icon right next to the phone number on the Blog Talk Radio page. And what you can do with that is click that and press 1 so that I know you are in the queue to talk to us. And I see we just lost our guest, or I'd be putting her on right now. So we'll see how that goes momentarily. Let's see, what else can I be telling you? Blog Talk Radio is the way we broadcast every week. And Purpose Talk Radio is a show where people are living their purpose. They know how they achieved it, what they've done to get there, how they knew it was to be their purpose, and that they want to share with you some of the things that they did. So maybe it would help you get to know what your purpose is as well. Yes, good. We do have our guest back in on the line. You know, again, every week there's a little bit of a challenge on this technology, so we just have to go with it. Because I know the purpose is for us to be on the air every Monday at noon Pacific time, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the UK. And that if you can't get to us live, that you can get to us on the archived recording of the show. So I know that that purpose is exactly what we are supposed to be doing here every week. Let's see where we are. I think that's pretty much, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, you can get a hold of us by, again, sending me an email to cindy@purposetalkradio.com. If you know someone that would be a great guest, please feel free to refer those folks to us also. Again, with the starting of school here, I kind of held back a little bit on finding out and scheduling our guests. So we do have a few openings coming up here for the end of September and the end of October. So feel free to let us know that. We also, for anyone who's interested in a marketing package, a marketing program that we have with the show, in case you have some services or products that you would like to share with our listening audience, we do have that opportunity for you as well. So, with all of that wonderful information, I'm going to bring our guest on, and this weather that we've been having out here in Wisconsin has put a little bit of a strain on some folks around here and their voices and things like that. So I know Shantina is battling that just a little bit. So bear with all of us, and hopefully she will be able to hold out for the show, for the interview, and any questions that you might have for her later on during the show. Hello, Shantina. Welcome to Purpose Talk Radio.
Hello, and good afternoon. Thank you so much, Cindy. And so it's such a blessing and joyous occasion to be here with you, and I thank you so very much for the opportunity as well as your listeners.
Yeah, well, I'm glad you're able to join us today and, hopefully have enough of a voice to be able to continue, like I said, through the show. And if it gets rough, we'll just have to move some things over to the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page or whatever at that point and do it, remotely
okay.
or, that kind of fun stuff. So hopefully you get some warm water and honey or lemon over there for you. So.
Thank you.
We are both located in this wonderful state of Wisconsin that has decided that fall is coming a little bit early this year, as we've dealt with.
Yeah.
The temperature was 39 degrees two or three days ago in the morning.
Wow.
And
yes,
we're back
exactly.
up to 60 today.
That's it. That is definitely it, Cindy.
And then I'm hearing about my friends out in California that have record highs of 104, 110. It's like, okay.
Wow.
We can't,
Yes.
But, if we could share the weather, the way you're going to be talking about the social media and stuff, if we could share the weather, the way that we share our things on Facebook or on Twitter.
Yes.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yes. Wow, that would be brilliant. That really would be. Oh, my goodness. Then we would really be in trouble because everyone would want their own little section of sunshine. So we would interfere with life some type of way.
There you go. That's true, too. folks, I would like to officially introduce you to Shantina Gladney and tell you just a little bit about her before we get into the interview. And, like I said, we want to save her voice, so I won't go into too much of, our chit-chat that we normally like to do today. So, like I said, our topic today is cultivating relationships one kind, genuine act at a time. And Shantina Gladney is better known as the Renaissance Woman or the Motivator. She's an entrepreneur who has become a master at branding, social media marketing, sales, and connecting the self-employed community via social media and digital marketing. She's an executive coach and trainer who has a track record of shaping new beliefs that stimulate change and lead individuals and organizations to victory. Shantina is an experienced, as I just balance myself out, is an experienced professional who has earned more than 25 years of formal and life experience emphasizing sales, marketing, training, and micro-business development in a self-employed community. She is highly skilled and knowledgeable with presenting, prospecting, leading and motivating teams, training, fundraising, event management, and budgeting. Shantina remains highly customer-centric with excellent communication and relationship-building skills as evidenced by achievement in building a six-figure annual sales and more than 1,500 new customers within a two-year period, primarily through her niche in social media marketing, professional networking events, and relationship-based referrals. Now, for me, this is really, you know, a very interesting piece because I, you know, I also am a Facebook coach and consultant here for some folks, not in to the extent that Shantina is. I do more of the, quote-unquote, little people, you know, the people who just want to build some relationships. I hear every day, oh, social media isn't working. Oh, they're changing this again. Oh, they're changing that again. And you know what? The thing is, they are changing it. And we just have to move and roll with it and look at what is the ultimate output of it. And it is building the relationships one person at a time, one post at a time, no matter how you use that, and hopefully go back and do the communications. And I'm sure Shantina will go into some of this. Of, you know, it's not just put the post up and run. It is one-on-one and being genuine with each other. So we'll be talking a little bit about that. And just not just with the business folks. You know, if you're tuning in and you are someone who says, oh, I don't own a business, I can't do this. You know, every time you look in the mirror or you look someone in the face, you're building a business. You're building your own personal little business because it is a relationship. It's what happens when you meet somebody on the street. You know, you're going to sell yourself into that relationship. So I'd like to talk about that a little bit. So officially, Shantina, welcome.
All righty. Wow. Thank you. I have to really think about who was that person you were speaking of at first. And so, you know, a lot of times, and that's the great thing about doing what it is that you love, because you'll never have to work a day in your life. And that's how I feel as though for me to be able to continuously walk into my purpose is that I do not feel like it's work. So that's something else I had to make sure I was in balance with to be able to just know how to be able to balance this thing out, because it really doesn't feel like work as I walk into my purpose and be such a blessing or a helpmate to other people. So thank you so much, Cindy.
Well, you know, the first question that I really ask everybody, and it's different with everyone, you know, was there a, you know, without actually going into, I mean, I mentioned a little bit of your purpose, but without actually going into the details of it, was there a turning point for you? Was there a moment where you said, aha, this is what I am meant to do? I know you've had some challenges through the years, you know, as we've talked about some of this, but, you know, was there a specific turning point where you went, I got it. What this is what I'm supposed to be doing, so it's not, as you said, work.
Yes.
Was there a moment of that?
And yes. And yes, and you are so very right, Cindy. There are moments, and there wasn't that particular moment. It appeared to be that it was small little nudges that really led me to see. I knew I wanted to help, and I knew I wanted to change the world. I mean, I was this little girl that just knew some kind of way I was going to change the world, and I looked at it as being so large as, okay, the world, how large is that? How many people does that encompass? But then as I began to move closer towards my purpose, it started to be that, guess what, you want to be able to, it was so many things that I've seen that everyone else, people always tell me, you always see the greatness in people. You always see the light. You never see what's wrong. And so I started to tell everyone, guess what, we have to create the world that we would like to see. There are so many things that I can say that has went wrong in my life, but you know what? There are so many things that I can be, just be so very thankful for, because I'm still here today. And And so as I began to move forward and walk forward and find my purpose, I began to say one step that, okay, I think I'm getting it. You know, as the baby began to crawl, I began to take those first steps of just standing up and finding my way and maybe falling back down, but then also telling myself that I have to get back up. And I knew it was to help other people. I knew that my purpose was beyond myself. I knew that my purpose was beyond helping just my family, but I just really didn't know what that was. So I found myself in one industry and then the next industry, but it's all about helping so many people at the same time. And so as I began to move closer and closer towards finding individuals that had, whether it was a learning disability or was kind of afraid to share with other people that I was struggling in certain areas, that I didn't feel like I was good enough, I was inadequate, I said to myself, there has to be other people out there just like me. How do they look? And if everyone looked at me at that time, I had it all together. They felt as though I probably was the most brilliant person in the room, but deep down inside, there was this feeling that I was inadequate, that I couldn't do what it was that I knew the purpose inside of me was yearning out. And so as I began to more and more begin to find myself or want to find myself, that's when I said, you know what, guess what, there are people like me. So how do I begin to leap out and begin to explore and begin to find those individuals? And lo and behold, as I began to be transparent, as I began to be myself, share some things, those individuals began to find me. That's when I found myself on the road, on the path of being able to say, wow, I am truly now finally starting to walk in my purpose. And it felt so natural. It made me feel the best that I've ever felt in my life. And so not saying that it was all perfect and rosy at that time, and not even now can I say that I am just fully 100%. I know exactly what my purpose is, and that's why I believe that I'm wholeheartedly just running now towards it without any, I've never looked back, never looked to the side. And so I think, Cindy, at that point when I just took off that mask and said, you know what the world thinks of me is none of my business. I'm going to go ahead and help as many as I can that comes to me and says, you know what, I am open to receive whatever it is that is going to assist in aiding my purpose and moving forward.
And that makes a lot of sense. You know, we do look at that and say, what do other people need? And it seems like when we do that and we get out of our own
mm-hmm.
way, you know.
Yes, wow.
Mm. Before, it's not work. It's not, you know, we find something. We find something that we're
mm-hmm.
supposed to be doing.
I agree. I agree.
So, okay, you... Currently, you kind of do what? You know, you're saying that you help other people to, you know, that are like entrepreneurs or unemployed or all of
mm-hmm.
that. You know, what kind of things do you do to encourage them, to get them to find their path?
Exactly. Okay. Well, you know what? I want to actually just share just a short story with you, and it's all about clearing your mind of can't. And Erwin, a junior naval officer, he was discharged from a military service. So after he was diagnosed with cancer, he was a standard military procedure at that time. Whenever someone was discovered to have cancer, the loss of his job was quite a blow. But he was determined to get back both his health and his job. With faith and dogged determination, he battled the disease that tried to overtake his body. At one point, he was given only 2 weeks to live, but eventually his cancer was brought under control. Erwin then focused his attention on his desire to become a naval officer. He discovered, however, that regulations forbade reinstatement of a person discharged with cancer. Everyone told Erwin, give up. It would take an act of Congress to get reinstated. Their advice gave him an idea. He would pursue an act of Congress. President Harry S. Truman eventually signed into law a special bill that allowed Irwin W. Rosenberg to reenlist and become a rear admiral in United States 7th Fleet. The thought, where there's a will, there's a way, is applicable to nearly every circumstance in life. When our will lines up with God's will, with his help, we will be able to accomplish anything. And so that just goes right away to the mindset and how it is that we believe or we perceive ourselves to be. And so as I begin to, or individuals begin to seek me out, it's not about what it is that I see for them. They already know what it is that they want to do, and that's basically through our conversation and me seeing their eyes light up and seeing what their passion is, and then in return being able to work with them to show them how do you turn your passion into profit if that is actually your desire. And so for them to be able to take that notion in their mind, and where they already have made up in their mind that they've been defeated, that they can't go any further, for me to be able to transfer my skills, my knowledge, my energy, as well as my experiences over to them, not to be able to say, well, you know what, you should do it like this, you should do it my way. No, these are the challenges that I've had and I've went through. I can only share with you that I chose not to give up. It's not anything special about me. There isn't anything that I've done to be able to get me from point A to point B, besides the fact I made up in my mind each and every time that I felt as though it was a huge challenge that I was not going to give up. And so that's basically as far as with on the end of just being able to help those individuals that a lot of times, oftentimes, have it in their mind or even in their environment where they are supposed to give up. But if they find themselves around or attached to individuals that want to see better or want to see everyone pull together and do better, by numbers, you can actually achieve so much more. And that's something that I continuously let everyone know. When you're moving forward and you're trying to move into a better place, you want to find yourself around individuals that have the same goals, that actually want to see each other do better, and that do not have a problem with rooting you on in public and making sure that you could be that person to root them on in privacy and be able to have that intimate relationship with when it comes to just really conversing and not even saying on a personal level, but there are some things that's very intimate on a business level that an individual may be stunting them from going to the next level. And so for me to be able to just create that space of safeness, space of being able to explore, but then also for a person to be able to soar to their new heights and let them know that guess what, you may bruise your knee, you may fall, but you know what, just always keep in the back of your mind that you can. Do not let I can't become a part of your vocabulary. That is something we work very hard towards, is, you know, when people are in transition or there's new challenges that's coming up, we let that be, that's not even some words that we can have on the table. So, yes.
Right. Okay, so do you give them other words that they can use when that can't word starts sneaking in? Because it's going to. You know, like you said, those challenges come
right
in, and unfortunately, our brain says right away, I can't. Just because it's a challenge doesn't mean if they fell off the cliff. It just means you tripped on the rock.
Mm-hmm.
So are there words that you, help feed these folks to use, or something to help them turn that around?
Right, exactly. You know what, and I know that we all, we're all at different places when it comes to spirituality or seeking higher forces and things like that. But there is something that I always say, and I definitely invite others to say it, and that is, I can do all things. And some people could say, just stop at that. But I know me, myself, I can do all things through Christ. So that makes me feel as though, like, there is someone there that is never going to leave me nor forsake me. forsake me, and because I know exactly that relationship that I have, and I'm for sure about that, no matter how shaky that road may get. And then also to be able to say, I've come this far, so I know that I can go a little bit further. And then also for them to be able to replace I can't with I have before, or I know that I'm worth it. So to be able to go ahead and put those definitive words in it, and where right away that gives that power back to that individual, and where that person actually that may have felt powerless or may have felt weakened can say, you know what, through all things, and to be able to just reaffirm that to themselves and any other things that's negative around them, it begins to just move and make space and make way for them to go ahead and move forward and begin to have that strength and that power to say, guess what, I can do this. I have done this before, and I know I can do it again. I know I can do better. I know I can move forward. So those are just some words and action items to begin to just make sure that a person is either writing them or keeping them in the mirror, keeping it front and center, even if it's in their wallet or some kind of way that just is reminders to wherever they are, or even if it's a screensaver on their cell phone, whatever it is that they use the most or look at the most, even if it's on the refrigerator, on a magnet, make sure you put some affirmation words that's going to remind you every time something says that you cannot, every time something says, oh my gosh, this is just so huge. We always say, how do you eat an elephant? And that's one bite at a time. And so that's how we want to approach everything and be able to look at it, that nothing is too large and we can be able to do it, even if it's just smaller steps at a time. Long as we get to that finish line, that's the important thing. We want to enter into everything as though from the beginning that we know that there is in, and we're not going to stop until we get there.
So you yourself, like you say, people walk up to you and say, geez, you are always this upbeat person. You're always encouraging somebody, and you never seem to have this thing down. You know, that's, we all know that's not true, that you've had your own challenges over time.
Yeah.
And I'm going to ask you, what, you know, if you're willing to share some of those. You know, you don't have to go into detail, but just something, again, to give some folks some encouragement that says, oh, God, I can relate to that. Or, you know, yeah, that's happened to me, and all right, so I guess if she can do it, maybe I can.
Okay. You said to share some of my challenges?
Yes, please.
Okay, sure. Well, basically, I know for one, I used to go into meetings, and I know it takes me a longer time to learn and understand things faster than my counterparts, and I'm very brilliant when it comes down to visual things and those type of things. So I always found myself being thrusted into a leadership position and or management, and I'm really great, and my strength is what I found in building relationships and systems. And so I wasn't well when it came to being around individuals that at that point in time had PhDs, and they were very well known. They were very boisterous. I've always been a very soft-spoken person, very much wanting to be in the background. And so I found myself always being kind of what they would say is letting everyone else take the credit and those type of things. And so that was a challenge when you're talking about in corporate world. You would get eaten alive. And so I found myself with that. But then also as far as on the personal end of things, when I'm speaking of family, for me to be able to have a blended family, if anyone understands or knows a blended family, meaning that I had children and, a husband that was from a different, you know, our family was blended. So you have it where you have the mother that you're trying to relate to as far as what it is that you need to do for the family there, and then also bringing in someone into the marriage. So you're trying to blend all of those things together, but at the same time also you're trying to find your way. You're trying to find your path and your journey. And so you kind of get discouraged in between there and trying to say, am I being a great mother? And am I being a great, wife? And am I doing what I need to do to sufficiently be able to run my business or in my profession? And just also just feeling, am I giving enough time to my family or my children? So just having that imbalance and not knowing how I could do that and if I was meeting the needs of everyone that needed me, and just being so out of balance to where I found myself where I had gained over, I want to say about 75 pounds in within a two-year period because of stress, high blood pressure. My blood pressure was over 200, and so I found myself almost at stroke level in the hospital, and so not knowing how it was that I was going to continue to run my business. In actuality, the business was running me, and so those different challenges that carried me over into where I also thought I was healthy, but we also know that in order for us to continue to have healthy relationships, we have to be healthy ourselves. So a lot of times people don't understand when you're not healthy mentally, and you don't know that you're not healthy mentally, and your family a lot of times love you so much to where they don't even, either they don't take notice to it or they're in denial of it, and so you're so far gone until you begin to enter into unhealthy relationships that carry over to, whether or not people want to admit it. If you're in business, those business relationships can carry over into personal. And so those are the type of things and challenges that came about even when you're talking about business and mixing business partners with personal life that ends up carrying because of life choices that you've made that turns out to be either detrimental to your business, and if you're healthy in a healthy state of mind, it could be a wise thing for your business. But I would say when you're talking about challenges in life, those are some challenges that ended up coming along with not taking care of myself and just wanting to take care of everyone else, and I was not happy unless and I was taking care of everyone else besides myself, and that was because I just wasn't willing to face some of the fear that I had with whether it was success, whether it was facing new challenges. Those things began to manifest themselves through my health, and that later on carried on to be some very poor choices and habits that began to accumulate. So those are some challenges that I've had in life, and I knew that at some point I had to, sometimes life ended up making the choice for me, and where it was some devastating times that I had to overcome challenges, but they really opened up my eyes to the reality of some things and saying, you know what, you have to remove this mask. You have to go and seek the help that you need. You owe this to yourself. You owe it to the people that you say that you love and you care about, because if you're here today and you don't take care of yourself, you're going to be gone tomorrow, and guess what, you leave. You leave them with the sorrow of and the guilt of saying, wow, well, she tried to do everything for us, and that doesn't make people feel good. So I had to reevaluate my life. I had to reevaluate my purpose for what I was doing things for and who I was doing them for. And so that brought things back into perspective as I began to move forward in a healthy state, in a way where I was able to go ahead and really begin to be comfortable in the skin that I was in, the skin that I am in now, the people that I began to affiliate myself with. I was okay with being called the nerd because I love golf, or being able to go ahead and get with a crochet club. Those are the type of things, maybe with some of my cultural differences that I felt, wow, I would be maybe rejected. That's something we have to get over. We have to find out what really makes us smile on the inside and be okay with that. Like I said before, what the world thinks of us is none of our business. Long as we move in the light that way, long as we move through life that way, we will be the most happiest creatures around. And that just exudes no matter where you go. People are going to know that is authentic. That is something I really need. And you're not going to take, it's not going to even, you don't even use energy to continue to be your authentic self. And I found that out, and that's what has me so free, and just so every single day I eat life, and I take a bite out of it. day because I know that I could be my authentic self and be so happy and carry so many other people along with me because we have so many things in common. And that's what I do, Cindy. I look for people that we are so common in spirit and so common in what we love to do, and I'm okay with that.
Right, and that makes, again, it makes a lot. You know, you have to be able to sell yourself on who you are before you can sell anyone else on who you are.
That's right.
And you convince them that they can do it for themselves. So
that's
makes a lot of sense. So, okay, so you've turned this into essentially a relationship life for yourself. So one of the things that you wanted to talk about was cultivating, you know, one relationship at a time, one kind, genuine act at a time. Is there something specific you wanted to talk on about that and suggest to our listeners what you mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking just sometimes just a smile or a, you know, a handshake or a comment? Or what types of things are you talking about when you're building those relationships?
Exactly right. Just basically being able to, in one, just listen. That is the key thing, and a lot of times the most important thing that we do not do when we're building relationships. And so a lot of times, whether it's on social media or whether I'm in a social setting, whether I'm joining a new group, I'll come in and I'll introduce myself, as they would say, but then also I'll respect the other individuals that have been there before me. I don't go into a group and say, woe me, or it's all about me. I begin to just find out a little bit about those individuals that have come before me. And so basically respect those that have actually been a part of that group or that community and know that they are special. Know that the seeds that they planted, it means so much. And I want to be able to know, what is it that I can offer that will mutually benefit all of us, not coming into somewhere and saying, give me, give me, give me, or what do you have for me, or, oh, I'm coming to the group and I have this to offer, and you know, and just really seeing exactly how much is it that I can take, or how much is it that I can be able to put out there and say that I'm so great about. That's just not who the person that you can find me to be. And yes, some people may say, well, wow, she's very reserved. But no, that's the time that I'm just being able to really learn what it is that either the group needs or certain individuals, and just who is it that I'm there for. I know there is a purpose why eventually if I'm going to continue to come back, there has to be a real true purpose for me and what it is that I have to offer, but then also what is it that mutually we would be able to offer to each other. And so to be very genuine in how we move forward and not make it feel like work. Like I said, I do not want to feel like I'm working a day in my life. Everything needs to move forward as such as though it's something that I'm doing of service. And that's what I just don't feel like it's any work. And so those are the type of things where I really begin to say, you know what, this organization here is something that I can really begin to see myself offering, and knowing that there is a mission. I look at a person's mission statement either for themselves or either for that particular organization, because then guess what? They tell me exactly what it is that they're looking for, and if I can offer that, it's a great thing. And so I feel that there is a purpose for me there, and I'm able to really define and find that out, and then I can move forward. And so that's where I can really see how I can say, you know what, Cindy, I have this that's taken place, and I think I see how we may be able to go ahead and really be able to benefit from each other. But that takes a little bit of time to really be able to see what is the pinnacle of that person's heart or their profession or their skill, their craft. That's why Pinnacle Motivations is the name of our company. because we know that, I know that the motivation has to be very, very high outside of that person. It can't be a person that's really selfish about themselves or anything like that. Their motivation has to be so pinnacle until I know that it is something beyond themselves. And those are the individuals that I begin to seem like I really gravitate towards and build relationships with, and relationships that I love, long-term relationships. And I know we've probably, you know, been connected for probably going on 2 years now. And so I really love to seek and find out our purpose and how I may be able to assist someone.
Right. And like you said, exactly, you know, you and I connected pretty close to 2 years at this point, you know, again, with
yes.
some of social media and through other people and around about and,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's, and yet at your activities, since you've mentioned it, you know, at your activities, you've got so much energy and so much going on. And, you know, for me, it's like I wanted to jump in right away and go, how can I be connected to this? You know, what can I put into, and where do I see something? Maybe that, you know, maybe this little hole here, maybe I could fit myself into this and help out here or do this or do that, you know, or connect with
right.
them just to continue that relationship and that connection. So, you know, there is the other
wow.
side of that, too, when people walk into something and they
mm-hmm.
see, you know, great things going on. And they want to jump in. But I like that idea, Steve. Just sit back a little bit and talk to people and go, ah, just hang on here. And, you know, maybe,
mm-hmm.
You know, we see something that we think is needed, but maybe it's just not, it's there already. We just don't know it because it's in the background. Somebody else that's not there
yeah.
at the moment is doing that. You know, those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
So I like what you say about that. It's just hang on, you know, a little bit and just, you know, just be and be in the moment. And we say
yeah.
that about a lot of things in life. You know, we just sit still,
that's
sit
right.
in silence. I'll go in the spirituality piece of it because I do that often on the show too. You know, it's
okay.
the same thing as we have our relationship with our spiritual. You know, if we be
mm-hmm.
in the moment, we'll find out where we're needed and we'll find out what our purpose
yes.
is and what we're doing. So I like that analogy and that piece in there. So thank you for sharing that.
Sure, you're welcome.
So are you involved in a lot of different types of groups and relationships? Because you've got your family, your blended family,
mm-hmm.
you've got your business. Are there other types
yes.
of things, you know, I'm sure you are in other things that you do as well, correct?
Uh-huh, sure, yes. So there's a couple different things, and it all relates back to what the things that I was passionate about. I went on this journey probably about two, three years ago, and I began to write down everything that made me smile, laugh, and just I was happy about, and I began to connect them to whether it was hobbies, whether it was women groups, whether it was golf groups or anything like that. And so that's what I began to do. And so as I began to, I told someone that was actually looking for employment. I said, well, you know what? Robert Kiyosaki, which is he's an entrepreneur and he's this really awesome guy. And but he said, you don't look for work, you look for networks. And that's where I have really been able to find some of the most awesome jewels, and where it's, when I used to hear the saying, it's not what you know, it's who you know. Most definitely, education is very important and all of those things, and for us to learn. But a lot of times you can earn as you learn, and I've found that out through relationships. There are so many people that I've been able to connect, and whereas if they were out of work, and I tell them, you know what, go and get into certain groups, whereas in a field that you would like to get into. Find out what is it that those people like to do. What is it you like to do? Maybe you're looking in a field where you really, that door is closed for you now. And so we begin to look for certain social network opportunities, like Meetup is a really great place to begin to put your, you know, find out exactly what groups you should become a part of. And then also just through Facebook, Facebook. There are so many different social media groups and things like that to be a part of. And so I began to create the certain communities on social media maybe about 6 or 7 years ago and on LinkedIn. And I started to, you know, even though a lot of things have changed and become restricted, I mean, those relationships have been cultivated. And as people say, it became digital real estate. And so each and every group that has been claimed by an individual, that becomes ways to generate revenue as well, because then those individuals actually become part of your network. And we know right now your network is your net worth. And then you, when you look at the larger corporations and things like that, it'll you know, you just know, even through media, the more media space or the more actual watchers or individuals that actually come on to watch, to viewers, as they say, the viewers and people that they have that's a part of that particular network, that's how much they're able to sell that media spot for. Like, even when you look at the difference between a regular spot compared to if you wanted to purchase a local ad for during Super Bowl, you're going to pay more money for that Super Bowl ad than if it was just a regular Sunday, not on Super Bowl Sunday. And so that's the way it is as well when you look at an individual that actually has a targeted, say, women's group, women's organization. I have two women's groups that's on social media, and those women are executives. They own their own businesses, so I know what the age range is. All of the demographics I was able to come up with, but that took years, not even knowing what God was doing through my purpose and me walking and being obedient, and for me to develop those different communities, even when you're talking about the self-employed individuals. So now I have a whole network of individuals that own their own business, and then even to be able to say, okay, now here are the youth entrepreneurs. These are youth entrepreneurs that actually own their own business. So I have that, you know, network of individuals that I work with and I'm passionate about. And so it could go on and on, but I've been able to, on through social media, to be able to create those different organizations and communities. And I'm quite sure even with yourself, Cindy, the powerful, awesome, positive news that you've created, that's a huge, huge feat. And that's a great thing, because now you have a community of listeners all over the country, whereas if you would have tried to do that maybe 25 years ago, that wasn't possible.
True. You're very true on that.
Oh. Yes. Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. You know, years ago, my late fiancé was involved in what was at that time were bulletin boards, you know, the early versions of social media, you know, and he'd gather all these things people would say into a list and send them out. And, you know, and I thought it was like, oh, my God, you're kind of wasting your time here. You know, do people really read this? And what's going to happen with this? And, you know, even the Internet at that time, it was really this baby system. And you look now at this and go, how many different social medias are there? And, you know, picking the one that, again, like everything else, just like those groups, fits your personality, fits your style, fits, you know, can you say things in 120 characters or 140 characters, whatever it is? Can you, you know, only do it with a graphic that you pin to a board? Can you, do you have to use more words? Do you have to put words in graphics? All of that, what fits your personality?
Yeah.
So, you know, it's kind of cool. Kind of cool that all of that's combined, and how you meet other people. So So I want to give people a chance again. If anyone is listening that would like to call in, please do so at 347-205-9074. Again, 347-205-9074. If you are listening on Skype and want to talk to Shantina directly or me, please hit the 1 on your Skype keypad. If you're in the chat room and want to ask a question, you can do that. If you're over on the Facebook page, Purpose Talk Radio Conversations, there is a thread pinned to the top of the page there that you can put anything in if you'd like. Obviously, we'd rather have you on the air, but if that those don't, other ones don't work, if you're working or something like that, listening to the show, feel free to use any of those ways to get to us. So, let's see. I don't know what to, where else we'd like to, I specifically would like to go with this. I'd like to ask you if there's anything specific that you wanted to share with us, because I know you're a little concerned about the voice there, which seems to be holding out okay, but I don't want to strain you for the rest of your work for today either. So was there something specifically that you wanted to share with our listeners yet today that we didn't cover?
I guess basically there is a story that I love stories, and because that just sticks with me, and just with hopes that it'll stick with someone else. But it's all about when people say that I really shape the beliefs and the mindsets of other individuals, and a lot of times it's through my actions. But the one story that sticks out to me is that I actually once heard before. There was a gentleman, and he was a speaker. And so he actually had been invited to speak at a very prominent speaking engagement. And so when he finished speaking, he did a great job. Everyone standing ovation. They were just so, so appreciative of him. And he was very, very talented, very charismatic. So they was really just taken away and just really had a lot of nuggets that he had shared with them. And they knew that they were going to be blessed for years and years to come. And so the leader of this organization that had invited him in, he said, "You know what, we are so very thankful. We really want to give you an awesome gift because you have just truly, truly been just so wonderful to us, and we know that this is going to help us moving forward so very much. We owe you just a multitude." So the speaker told him, "No, I'm sorry, that's okay. I cannot accept any gifts. That's just something I don't do." And the invitee, he said, "Well, you know what, we take that as an insult. We always want to give gifts. When people have taken care of us and we know that it's going to help us and you've helped so many people, you really must take this gift." So the speaker said, "I tell you what, just get me a golf club. Just get me a golf club and I will be fine." And so the gentleman said, "Sure, I will get you a golf club." So I would say about two to three weeks passes by. And so all of a sudden a driver shows up to the gentleman that had spoken. And he shows up to the home, and he says, "Sir, we're getting ready to take you to your golf club." And so the gentleman, he go ahead, and he said, "Oh, okay, the day has arrived, so I know, wow, okay, I'm pretty excited. I'm going to get this golf club." And so right away he jumps into the car. They take the driver. They drive him on. They drive on up to this wonderful, awesome area where he sees these 18 holes of golf, and he sees this awesome, awesome club house and all of these individuals in these little buggies as they're driving up in the golf carts. And he says, "Wow, this is awesome." He said, "Yeah, let me just go ahead and take you on up here." And he says, "So, sir, this is your golf club." And so the guy says, where is the golf club?" He said, "No, this is your golf club." So they had purchased him an entire golf club, but his mind you, 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, he was thinking of a golf club that you go and you hit the ball and you golf with. This other gentleman, his mind right away was already set to purchase an 18-hole golf club with all of the amenities. So we have to be very careful of what we set our minds to. We need to make sure that we are really, really thinking large, and so that we can be able to receive all of it that we can. And so it's all about our mindset and really being able to know that we deserve the greatest things, and especially if we know that we've earned them, we know that we've been very good to be able to receive those things, and we're ready. A lot of times we're not ready to receive certain things. So we just need to make sure that our mindset is really, really there where it needs to be when we're in the process of trying to move forward. And because we do, we really deserve so much. And so we want to make sure our minds is ready for it.
Yeah, you're right. And if you want to think too small, guess what? You're going to get the small.
All right, you know, you're right, Cindy. Yes.
And you're, you know, the thing, I don't know. I guess I think, too, of, you know, the little pebbles that we have in our life, too, you know.
Mm-hmm.
If we're going to, they might just be a little pebble, like we were using before, the analogy of kicking a rock versus falling off the edge of the cliff. You know, it's the other way, too. If you think it's this big, mm-hmm. humongous thing, even though it's small,
right.
you know, mm. on the good, it can be the good, huge thing.
Mm-hmm.
It could be the thing that really stumbles you, and really it's nothing at all.
Yeah.
So, you know, hopefully
you
we
go.
All look at those things, at the positive, and the things that we can strive for. So I like that story. That is cool. Thank you for sharing that.
Right, okay. Yeah, you are so very right. And to be able to, once an individual had told me that, why would you want to go in the dark when you can click on the light? And clicking on the light is just becoming conscious and just getting full information. And like you were saying, so you will not think that something is larger than what it is and worry yourself when it's really not, you know, not that large of a deal. And so I totally agree with you there.
Yeah, sometimes we forget the light switch is even there. You know, or that we're
exactly.
carrying a flashlight in our pocket.
Yes.
You know, whatever. Oh, I don't have a flashlight. Gee, I might have a lighter. You know, whatever.
Exactly.
We've got all of our skills right in front of us. Like you said, we've got everything
yeah.
we need. We just sometimes don't know it. So cool.
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's right, Cindy.
Yes. So how do people get a hold of you?
Okay, sure. People can definitely get a hold of me on Facebook, which is Pinnacle Motivations. We have a fan page as well as my personal pages, which is Coach Tina, the Motivator. Also at www.pinnaclemotivations.com. Once again, it's www.pinnaclemotivations.com. And I would love to invite everyone out. We have a free expo with Cindy. You have been an awesome instrumental part in it, and we're just really grateful for you being a part of it. But every single year we have a totally free expo for your self-employed, as well as the community at large, because we have a marketplace where it's all your small and home-based business owners that's open where you can shop. But also we have free seminars and workshops that's open to the community. And so that's going to take place October 11th. And that time is from like 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. at the Wisconsin State Fair Park. So if you go on to our website, www.pinnaclemotivations.com, click on Expo, and it'll take you right there to get registered. And like I said, that is totally free to the community. So we would love to see any and all of your listeners there.
Yeah, it'd be great. And so, and you know, if you do want to come from out of nearby hotel locations, you know, like
I'm sorry, what did you say, please,
eat
Cindy?
And sleep. I said if you come from out of town, you know, there is access for you to stay. There's lots of hotel space.
Yeah.
There's lots of
hello. Hello, Cindy? Hello?
Ah, the joys of technology. Sorry, I lost you all there. So, hopefully you're still there, Shantina. I hear
okay,
in the background.
Yes, I am, Cindy.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
We both disappeared here, so you were broadcasting on the air live, whatever you were doing there, you know, and I was trying to dial back in. You know.
Okay, sorry.
Last few shows, I've had the problem at the beginning. Now we have it at the, you know, closer to the end. So
towards
that's
the
all
end,
right.
Yes. That is. Yeah. That's okay. Well, I'm glad, yes, that you are back on.
So, okay. Well, thank you very much for that connection. And I don't see any callers here at the moment. So I am going to put you back on hold. And, again, if there's anything else. No, I do have one more question. What is next for you? Do you have any idea what's next for you?
Okay, sure. Okay, wow. Well, basically, I would say to be able to just really, really plant my roots in other states that have been requesting for us to be able to bring our network there to their city and to be able to just have other people that may be wanting to really, really support small businesses and to begin to do my city, my biz in other cities and begin to make sure that we are connecting the different local chamber of commerce, associations, as well as the community to those small business owners. So that's where I see us being able to just travel all over the country and then eventually all over the world connecting those small business owners.
Great. Cool. Well, that would be fun. That would be fun to do.
Yeah, and the great thing about it.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Looks like we've got some delays coming up in the overlap here of this system.
Okay.
I wonder what it's doing here. So, and I said that would be a good chance, good reason for people to come to your event on October 11th there, too, and connect with you directly. You know, if they want to do that. So it'd be cool, you know, and you can do that, whether it be in person or whether it be virtually now. Mm-hmm. Isn't that cool that, you know, we have that capability of doing that? So.
Exactly. That's right. And you are so very right, Cindy. And so that's the great thing about our company as well, for us to be a virtual company without walls and for us to be able to just anywhere in the world we can actually go and, besides the language barrier, be able to let everyone know that PMI Business Group is there for them. And that's the great thing about it. They can continue to be in business for themselves but not by themselves. And that's what we are so happy and thrilled about, being able to just connect with entrepreneurs that feel like we did when we got started with this organization. So, yes.
Okay. Awesome. Well, thank you very much for being a part of this show today, Shandina. And
you're
I see
welcome.
A couple of people that are sharing the post now, even at this point. So anyone that wants to listen to the show archived, you know, please do that. Please feel free to you as well as any listeners that listen to it archived to come over to Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page, put some questions or comments in that thread. I did put one of the quotes from your favorite people over there, but I know I messed it up about the working and networking piece. So feel free to correct that for me. I heard it and went, oh, great, cool. And then my fingers did not type it correctly. So feel free to put that in there. So, you know, anybody that wants
great.
To listen to it, the archive show is the same as the initial show. So.
Wonderful. Okay, great, Cindy. Well, thank you so much once again, and may you continue to be blessed as well as the work that you do. And so definitely looking forward to the future.
Thank you. Thank you. You as well, and go take care of that voice. All right.
Okay,
have
thank
a good
you
day
so
now.
Much, Cindy. Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
Okay, we were talking to Shantina Gladney here of Pinnacle Motivation. And social media connecting coach, business person, entrepreneur that has over the years built herself a six-figure business with 1,500 new customers over the time. You know, and we were talking mostly about business, but, you know, as we said at the beginning of this and as I said in several of the posts, it's not just business that you have any time through that social media and through your connections with other people. One kind, genuine act at a time can be in your personal life. It can be with your friends, with your family, with a stranger. And you can change the way they look at their day and they look at themselves. You know, I very often run into new people on the street. I am all over the city with various things that I do, riding the bus, going to school, with my 12-step program, with my church, with all of this stuff. And every day I see somebody new. And it's amazing how just a smile, a nod, something, some smart aleck comment about the weather, you know, as we try to, you know, pass on a narrow sidewalk and we both kind of doing that dance step of who's going which way. You know, all of those things can just brighten up and change the way someone is in their life in that day, in that moment. You know, you interact with people and create the relationship you want. And you never know. Maybe that person that's a stranger at that moment that you say hi to, that you smile to, maybe that person's a potential business partner later up the road. Or you'll run into them somewhere else. Maybe they'll have an opportunity for you because they remember that you were kind to them. Or you'll have something for them when you run into them another time. You just never know. Whatever we do, one kind, genuine act at a time is what will lead us and continue us in our space of determining our purpose. And the other thing that I think one of the great things I heard Shantina said is to stop when you're in a group and just be there. And I compared it a little bit to meditation and things like that in our life. And reading and whatever. You don't read a book from the middle. You don't just jump into the middle and think that you know what has happened all the way from the beginning. Nor will you know what's going to happen all the way to the end. If you start at the beginning, sure, you'll know through the whole thing. If you just jump in the middle, you have to read a lot. You have to wait. Or you have to go back to the beginning and read those pages to know the history and the relationships that have been built without you, to know what the end of the book is going to say. Yeah, I like that analogy too. So thank you, Spirit, for that. Next week, I don't know who our guest is going to be, so please watch the Purpose Talk Radio Facebook page, the website, as well as the Purpose Talk Radio Conversations page. If you would like to be our guest, send me a message, or if you know someone who would like to share their purpose, have them send me a message to Cindy at PurposeTalkRadio.com. If you would like to share something of your product or your services with our listeners and have something that might help them find their purpose, or anything else for that matter, that might help them ease into their purpose, is to send me a message as well. We have an awesome marketing program for you that would allow you to sponsor this show, to get your name out a little bit, and, you know, share your story as well. Let's see. As I said, I am also working with social media as a Facebook coach and consultant. If you are interested in learning a little bit of how to create your own pages and your own network, please feel free to find my Facebook page. It's Cindy Freeman, Social Media Coach Consultant. You can connect with that through either the Purpose Talk Radio page as well as my personal page and through the website as well. And then, you know, I'd love to connect you with Shantina more to find out how to connect with others in some of her networks also. I think that is pretty much, oh my gosh, I almost forgot an affirmation for the day. So how can I do that? Let's see, what would be a very positive affirmation for us in the moment? I don't want to necessarily repeat one that we've already had. So let's say, I want to type it in the conversation's chat as I create this. So let's use I am cultivating authentic relationships with one kind, genuine act. Every day. Now let's even change that. I am cultivating authentic relationships with at least one kind, genuine act every day. So I hope that helps you get through your week and helps you find some things to motivate you in finding your purpose. With all that said, I hope to see you next week at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern, and 8 p.m. in the U.K. for our next Purpose Talk radio show. And as you go through your week, I wish you all soul blessings. Oh, I'm sorry, one more thing. The song, I Am Who I Am, that began and ends this show, is by the group True Trinity. You can find them at TRUETRINITY.com. The vocalist and co-writer on there, Jillian Clark, my other awesome co-writer, Rachel Martinez, and myself created that song before I was involved in the show. So for now, again, I wish you all soul blessings and close with the song, I Am Who I Am.
I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. I am me, I am who I am, I am who I'm gonna be. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny. Walking in the spirit moment by moment, fulfilling my own destiny.